Unfreezing is the core of our change process. And it works on the basis that if you're really going to create behavior change in individuals and in teams, you need to get below the level of behavior. I spent 11 years in GE. I went through a number of different leadership interactions at their leadership development center in Crotonville, New York. And I became very familiar with my strengths, my development needs. And every year there was a very rigorous performance management system. So I became, and the truth of it was, I became very expert at playing to my strengths and hiring to my development needs. What I'd never really accessed during that time was a real ability to shift the way I behaved. So the development needs I had, I carried through. Now they evolved as I evolved as a human being, but to actually shift behaviors was always out of reach for me personally. And what's fascinating and very inspiring about the unfreezing part of the process in Centrelaney is that it provides access to that behavioral shift, but it doesn't look at the behavior level. There are times when I've been on senior leadership teams where we've all signed pledges of behavior, code of ethics, leadership behaviors, and we all loyally put our signatures to that with very good intentions, but without the shift. And that's because trying to shift behaviors by being told to behave differently is never successful. We hear companies say we're going to make people accountable. And in fact, it's impossible to make people accountable. You can only become accountable by actually connecting with it personally. And the unfreezing part of our process is about giving people insights through an experiential learning process into their own thinking that drives the behaviors. And the principle of it is, it's the thinking that drives the behaviors. You can't change the behaviors without changing the thinking first. And that's really what's quite inspirational. You have to surprise people. It has to be through a basis of insights. But once you get these insights, they're very personal, they're very powerful, and through a period of reinforcement, they can be very sustainable in terms of behavior shift. And once you have this unfreezing and you start people to actually unlock their autopilots, unlock the way they think about things, and have thought about things for a long period of time often, we create this change process where individuals can align themselves to the values of the organization and the purpose of the organization that they're inside. And we find that if we're able to take people through an unfreezing process of that type, it can be very influential in terms of aligning people in teams, taking away a lot of the turf wars, blame culture, and a lot of the individualism and silo-based culture that often stands in the way of good cooperation and teamwork, often then just melts away because people are starting to access the values from a different place. If you're accessing it from a place of behaviors, it's generally an intellectual exercise. We know that we need to have better collaboration and teamwork. We know we need to listen more, for instance. But that's an intellectual understanding of the problem, and you don't create a behavior change through that. The unfreezing gets at the emotional connection to it, and it's not an intellectual but a heartfelt connection with what's going on, and an insight into your own autopilot and your own behavior patterns that perhaps either contribute or get in the way of following the behaviors that you're looking for. So it's a very, very influential part of our change process, and I think it's something, certainly in my experience, that sets Centrelaney apart from other companies that work in the change management space, that we combine the outside in, the activity-based part of change with a very fundamental, innate, and human side of the personal side of change. And those two things combined is very powerful.